Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. If you're a dad and your son is gravely ill in the hospital, you'd do anything to trade places and bear your son's pain. The same is true for God the Father. When his son Jesus agonized on the cross, God felt the pain his son was enduring, knowing he was paying the price for the sins of mankind. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on the mysteries of God. Now, join us for more on the death of God.
He had to become one of us in order to redeem us, to identify with us and to redeem us. And furthermore, you can't take a spirit and nail that spirit to a cross. There had to be flesh. There had to be blood. There had to be sacrifice. So he became one of us. Could Satan ever be redeemed? The answer is no, because it even says here he took not upon himself the nature of angels, or he doesn't help angels. He becomes like the seed of Abraham. When Jesus died on the cross, there was an atonement made for all who would believe on him, but angels, fallen angels, Satan, was not included in that atonement. And when Jesus said, "It is finished," and he had suffered, he suffered an eternal death and hell to meet all of the requirements that you could possibly have for sinners, horrible sinners, to be right with God. He suffered that. For the first 3 hours on the cross, he suffered under the hands of men. The last 3 hours, he suffered under the hands of God, and during that suffering, he bore an eternal hell so that you and I could be redeemed. No wonder the last 3 hours were in darkness. Darkness covered the earth. That's why the hymn writer said, "Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut its glories in when Christ, the great Redeemer, died for man, the creature's sin." What was the mission of Jesus? To destroy the devil? Yes. To reconcile us to God, to make propitiation for our sins. That was his mission. To do it, he had to be the God-man. Well, that's the mission of Jesus. We've talked briefly about his person, the person of Jesus. What about the death of Jesus? Finally, we get to the question, can we sing the song that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? First of all, we have to back off and realize that the word death does not mean annihilation. It does not mean going out of existence. Death basically is separation of the soul and the body. When we die, our soul and our bodies are separated. It is basically also the separation of the soul and God, if we're speaking about an eternal death. So the idea that somehow when we say that God died, that God somehow disappeared and was annihilated and no longer existed is absolutely absurd and unthinkable, obviously. Because the Bible says that he upholds all things by the word of his power. Moment by moment, your breath, my breath, the breath of all atheists is in the hands of the living God. And if he would go out of existence, I can assure you everything would go out of existence. What then happened at the cross? Well, we believe, first of all, that what happened is the human body of Jesus obviously died, was put in the grave, 3 days later, raised again. Did the divine nature somehow die? Of course not. Not even his human nature died in this sense, that his spirit went to God. Jesus had promised the man next to him, the thief on the cross, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." By the way, who in the world has the authority to say something like that except the living God-man. Today, you're going to be with me in paradise. I assume that the man had breakfast with his cohort, bad to the bone, thief, criminals. And that night, he was going to eat with Jesus in the heavenly kingdom, because he saw in Jesus not just a man dying. He saw someone die who had authority, someone who was purchasing him, someone who was a king dying for sinners. And he believed. Glorious truth. So Jesus, even there, he didn't go out of existence. His divine nature didn't go out of existence. What about God the Father? Did God the Father suffer at the cross? I believe that the answer is yes. You know, during those 3 hours that I spoke about where Jesus suffered in darkness, you remember Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Notice that that was actually a cry of distress, not necessarily a cry of distrust. Because notice that even there he said, my God. It's the only time in all of the New Testament where Jesus referred to God as God. Always he referred to God as Father. But now that the fellowship was broken, the fact that the sin was being laid on Jesus, he says, my God. Now the relationship, a fellowship that was apparently broken, is indeed again restored. Because what are the last words of Jesus on the cross? The last words of Jesus are, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Did the Father die? Well, he certainly didn't go into some kind of disappearance or extinction, but he did suffer on the cross. In that sense, the Father also was involved in the suffering of Jesus. It is unthinkable to me that your son, and I'm speaking to you now as fathers, that your son could go through the horrors of the crucifixion and you not be affected and emotionally involved. The Father also suffered, though he suffered differently. I know that we're in some deep water, and I should have said this last time when I spoke on the Trinity. The members of the Trinity can be recognized. They can be seen to be different, but they can never be separated. Whenever, even here, we're not talking about some kind of a, here's a big word coming, warning you. There was no ontological separation, as if the being of God was somehow broken. But there was a break in fellowship, I believe, that when Jesus died. Now, having come this far, I need to report that there are some theologians, some very good theologians, who believe that God never can suffer. God has no emotions, basically. You'd be surprised at the number of people who believe that, because the Lord said, I am the Lord and I change not. I disagree respectfully with these other theologians. To me, God has deep emotions. I mean, you read the Old Testament, God is sometimes angry. God is pleased. God longs for his people. He's a God of emotions. Luther said, if all that happened was a man died for us on the cross, we would not be redeemed. Yes, a man died, but it was the God-man who died. What about the changeability of God, the unchangeability of God? In the next sermon series, the next sermon, I should say, in this series, that's going to be my topic. Because, you know, in the Old Testament, God seemed to be very harsh. Boy, you broke the law and you were stoned. In the New Testament, well, it's grace. So one of the questions I'm going to ask next time is God more tolerant than he used to be? Is it safer to sin under grace than it was under law? That's the question for the next message in this series. But for now, I say with Bonhoeffer, only a suffering God can help us. I believe that there on the cross, there was the suffering of the Son in his body, but there was also the suffering, if I can put it this way, of God. In that sense, God was involved in separation. He was involved in death, though by no means involved in extinction. There are a couple of huge implications, I think, that are important for us. The first is this: remember that God chose to suffer. When I speak about the sufferings of God, I'm not referring to the fact that he had this put on him. You know, you and I suffer because we don't have circumstances under our control. If we could control our health, if we could control our children, if we could prevent ourselves from accident, we'd never suffer. But God has all of that in control, but he chose to suffer for this reason. Knowing that we were sinners, he was faced with either A, you and I pay for our own sin forever, never paying it off, never being able to say it is finished, or he was going to have to pay the infinite sacrifice himself. He was going to have to do it. And he did it through Christ. And the Father was involved. The Spirit was involved. Of course, the Son was involved. Salvation is of the Lord.
You know, my friend, I have preached the gospel for many, many years. But I never tire of hearing it. The fact that Jesus Christ bore our sin is a message that I want to die with. It'll be on my mind, hopefully, when I pass from this life to the life to come. And if you know anything about Running to Win, that, of course, is the message that we believe our confused nations of the world need the most. How would you like to be on a cruise that begins in Switzerland, goes up the Rhine River all the way to Amsterdam? God willing, I'm going to be the teacher on that cruise, and I'm going to be speaking about Adolf Hitler, because we are going to be stopping at several sites in Germany. I'll also be talking about Martin Luther, and we're going to be learning together. We're going to be enjoying Europe together. It can be a very transforming experience. Here's what you can do. You go to moodymedia.org and click on the tour button. That's moodymedia.org. Now, if you know anything about the fact that I've led tours before, you know that I always want to make it an educational experience. We are there not just simply to see beautiful scenery, though we will do that, or to shop, and we hope to do that too, but rather to learn, to come back refreshed with our hearts burning with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Moodymedia.org.
Before Jesus died, he said, "It is finished." No sufferings we could undertake can remove sin's penalty. Only the perfect sacrifice of Jesus could do that. Next time, how the death of Jesus gives life to all who believe. The Mysteries of God can be yours on CD. All 8 messages will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.